The story starts.
I won't hurt you.
You're scaring me.
Leave me alone.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Oh, well, we have a new jingle and lots of new clips there. Oh, I don't know how many I got. I think that sounds like Tom Cruise at the end.
Am I allowed to say, or should we just keep guessing?
We keep guessing, and I think I possibly caught maybe one more. I think that's very hard, very difficult. Okay, I'm going to need a few listens to that. I'll tell you what, we'll play it again at the end of Movie News, and then we'll give you the answers next week.
But just think about a lot of the films that are out at the moment or coming out, okay. And that might help you when you're guessing.
Okay, it's a tricky one again. Gareth, welcome. Obviously, we have to mention LA first up because it's a terrible time for everybody over there.
Unbelievable scenes and such devastation as well. And rightly so, there's been a pause on the likes of the business side of film and television. You know, they've paused on awards announcements, on premieres, even productions have been halted in the area as well. So, you know, that has sort of dominated the news cycle over there. But we do have a little bit of news from the area and things that are happening in the future. So we're going to start with a bit of casting news on Tom Holland, who's set to play a lawyer in a new adaptation of John Grisham's 1997 novel, The Partner. Grisham's work has translated so well, hasn't it,
to screen
at this stage. I mean, you had seven of his previous novels, adapted for the screen. This one is the story of a well-liked, well-paid young partner in a thriving Mississippi law firm who stole $90 million from a wealthy client, fakes his own death, and then runs for his life to Brazil. But he comes back for the trial of a criminal who knows the truth. And obviously a successful property in the novel world. With Tom Holland, I could definitely see him in that. Because
me too, I like Tom Holland, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's really good. One of my favourite Grisham books to screen is The Firm.
Me
with
too.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So there's something about seeing Tom Holland in that role that I can instantly kind of see it. Now, he's busy because he's going to be in Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. He's also committed to doing a new Spider-Man as well. So when this will shoot, we're not quite sure. But I look forward to it.
I like the sound of that, definitely. Now, tell us about filmmaker Danny Boyle.
Danny Boyle has revealed that he's going to be returning to the 28 Days Later franchise, we can call it at this stage, as he intends to direct the third of the new trilogy. Now, of course, this year we're going to see 28 Years Later coming out, which he has directed, but he stepped to one side for Nina DaCosta to direct the second, which is already shot. That one's called 28 Years Later Part 2.
Okay.
He was doing an interview with Empire Magazine, and he's confirmed that he's going to go back into the director's chair for the third film in this series, with a sort of caveat as well that it'll only go into production when they see the audience's response to the first film. So he's kind of teasing us there. Yeah. He also did confirm as well that Cillian Murphy does not appear in the first film, even in a cameo, but could well return for the second or third film. So they really are kind of teasing that one out. Looking forward to it. It's going to be released in the summer. Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Jodie Comer, Ray Fiennes all star in it as well. So a super cast lined up for it.
Very good. Now, Colman Domingo has been impressing of late in Sing Sing. An interesting role coming up for him next.
We were talking about Tom Holland and how he was suited to the John Grisham story. I can see Colman Domingo in this role because he's set to play the host of the Dangerous Game Show host at the heart of Edgar Wright's new take on The Running Man. Mm. So I'm thinking back to the film that was made in 97 or 87 with Arnold Schwarzenegger starring it, because it was set in a dystopian America. The story centres on a desperate man who participates in a violent reality show called The Running Man to win enough money to revive his gravely ill daughter. Glenn Powell is starring in it in the lead role. It is, of course, based on a Stephen King novel that he wrote under a pseudonym. But Colman Domingo, perfect as this sort of smarmy, dangerous game show host at the centre of it. So they've scheduled this one to open November 7th later this year. That's The Running Man.
Very good. Now, when Paul Mescal joined us on Movies and Musicals talking about Gladiator 2, he very much hinted that he'd be making another movie with Ridley Scott, but it's run into some complications.
it's run into a bit of complication simply because of his schedule. Mm. Because as we know, he's going to be starring in Sam Mendes' Beatles anthology features, and they're probably all crossing over with each other. So that's going to make for a pretty hefty schedule to commit to probably 4 movies in that series. So what it means is he's stepping back from the Ridley Scott apocalyptic thriller, The Dog Stars, that he was set to do. It's based on a 2012 apocalyptic thriller novel. And the story unfolds in the near future where an unnamed pandemic has decimated American society. A civilian pilot lives a lonely life of an abandoned Colorado airbase with his dog and a tough ex-Marine. And the two men, though mismatched, depend on each other to fend off a sort of roaming band of scavengers called Reapers. And when a sort of random transmission beams through the radio of a pilot's Cessna, the hope of a better life opens up and the pilot follows its static broken train. Now, the pilot here is due now to be played by Jacob Elordi, which is a really good casting. Mm. He's such a big star now as well. Now, he has a busy schedule himself. He's due to film the final season of Euphoria. And of course, we know he's also cast in Wuthering Heights. Mm. And that's to film in early 2025. But yeah, looks like...
Poor Mescal in demand. What can you do?
In demand. They're all in demand. It's really good casting all the same.
Yeah, Jacob Elordi very good as well. Now, we all watched, no doubt, many's the movie over Christmas. But hands up who watched Carry On on Netflix. My hand is up, I have to say, but you're telling us that quite a few hands will be going up.
A lot of hands will go up because, in the first 3 days, 42 million people had watched it.
Wow.
And just recently checking the figures, it's very close to 150 million views since its release.
It's very watchable. Did you watch it yourself?
I did. I mean, very watchable. It's kind of just a fun, lighthearted, diehard-esque film. And I was trying to imagine it myself when I watched it. You know, I'd say a lot of people are watching this. And yeah, it's now in the sort of top five of Netflix's sort of original films on the service. The director actually has been asked, is there going to be a sequel? He said there's nothing planned, but you know what? They're probably not going.
I think they might look at it, yeah.
Yeah, TSA agent, where can we put him next?
Yeah.
And get this, it was a good cast, wasn't it?
It was. Very diehardy, as you say, yeah.
And just very watchable, but a lot of people agreed.
That is Carry On, much watched over Christmas. You'll catch it on Netflix if you missed it. Now, some IFTA news for us, Garrett.
Yeah, Colm Meaney is going to receive the IFTA Lifetime Achievement Award. This is very well due. It's going to happen next month at the Dublin Royal Convention Centre. The IFTA nominations themselves actually are going to be out next Tuesday, while the ceremony is going to take place February 14th.
So congratulations to Colm Meaney indeed. What trailer watch have you for us this week?
Okay, take a listen to this. It's got a very good cast of Barry Keoghan and Christopher Abbott. It's directed by Christopher Andrews. This is called Bring Them Down.
If you had a chance to leave here, would you? You could go anywhere. Go live somewhere else.
Michael, what's going on?
We lost the rams.
Jack! Here, what do you know about these rams?
What's this?
Jack, what?
These are the two animals you told me were dead.
You want them? Come get them.
I'm gonna go live with Michael.
What you gonna do? Kill me like you killed your mommy?
Michael, stop!
Yes, Garrett, a clip there from Bring Them Down, starring Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, and the aforementioned Colm Meaney actually stars in this film as well. This is a movie that had its world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival. And it's about an Irish sheepherding family thrust into battle on several fronts, really. Internal strife, hostility within the family, and rivalry with another farmer. It looks good. Check out the trailer for it. Bring Them Down is out the 7th of February.
All right, let's come to new releases on the big screen. Quite a good weekend for new releases. Lots to choose from. Maria is one of the big releases, of course, starring Angelina Jolie, and we'll be talking to Angelina very shortly. So we'll come back to Maria shortly. But we've been mentioning, Garrett, a real pain in trailer watches and the like, and it's getting great reviews, isn't it?
It's getting great reviews. I mean, this is a movie that is starring, written and directed by Jesse Eisenberg. And I suppose one of the people that stars in it also is Kieran Culkin. Mm. And he's been getting lots of reviews, won a Golden Globe the other night as well.
Yeah.
This is about mismatched cousins reuniting night for a tour through Poland to honour their beloved grandmother, but their old tensions resurface against the backdrop of their sort of family history. We always kind of see movies like this break through at this time of year in awards sort of season, you know, a movie that sometimes might not otherwise get the attention, but when they're simple, they're effective, they're written well, there's the, you know, the performances are good, audiences tend to like them, so that's a real pain.
Yeah, and Kieran Culkin, I think it's going to be just quite a year ahead for him. He's doing extremely well, everybody loving him in this. All right, speaking of Oscar buzz, we have Nicole Kidman and Harris Dickinson in Baby Girl.
You're very young. I don't want to hurt you.
I think I have power over you, because I could make one call and you lose everything.
Don't you have to be at work?
Is now a good time to introduce the interns?
Yeah.
I chose you as my mentor.
I'm not a part of that program.
Oh, no, you are. You're on the list. I got an email and I clicked on your name.
Yeah, that is Baby Girl. You can hear already. There's going to be trouble ahead, huh?
There's definitely going to be trouble. It's about a high-powered CEO who puts her career and family on the line when she sort of begins a torrid affair with her much younger intern, played in this by Harris Dickinson. And
very,
Nicole Kidman, always good.
She's always good. This is a really brave performance. You know, one of the things I like about Nicole Kidman is that throughout her career, she's really made a point of working with and championing female directors. And this is a really interesting collaboration, a bold, brave role to take on. And, you know, there's more to it than I thought. This is, you know, this isn't a 50 Shades of Grey. We get a really strong screenplay directed with great attention paid to holding on to a very tense atmosphere with excellent performances from our two leads. Now, it opened in Venice, where Kidman won Best Actress. So we'll see. It's a good weekend for really good performances from the likes of Angelina Jolie and Nicole Kidman. So that's Baby Girl, also in cinemas. One more to mention, Garrett.
Yeah, one more to mention. It's called The Damned. A 19th century widow has to make an impossible choice when during an especially cruel winter, a foreign ship sinks off the coast of her Icelandic fishing village. Odessa Young and Joe Cole star in The Damned.
Okay, and finally, you always leave us with a TV movie for the weekend ahead. What have you chosen?
Yeah, I remember seeing this one in the cinema and quite enjoyed it. It's about a boxer, Reuben Hurricane Carter, who dreams of winning the middleweight world title only to be wrongfully thrown into prison for the murders of three people in a bar. And 19 years later, a teenager reads the fighter's autobiography and sets out on a campaign to free him. We're probably going to be hearing a little bit more about Denzel Washington when it comes to awards nominations and the likes, but he leads the cast here and is very strong in this movie directed by Norman Jewison. It's called The Hurricane and it's on RT2 tonight at 9 p.m.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thank you very much indeed. And to finish, we'll go out on your new jingle and you'll give us the answer to these clips next week. Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks, Aideen.
The story starts.
I won't hurt you.
You're scaring me.
Gave me home.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Garrett Daly.
I need you to trust me.